Blog Talk Radio. My. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Better than blessed. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for this Holy Spirit. Thank him for this morning that he allows us to see the day. And I'm telling you, it's his spirit. You know, we're getting, some of us that's in the church, getting ready for a glorious day that we set aside. Not to hunt no eggs, but just to give thanks, you know, to God's Son for salvation. Because I do know it's in the book, it's recorded, the salvation is for man. Didn't come from nobody but his only begotten Son. And there's no other way to God unless you get through Jesus. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. You know, we don't apologize for the Holy Spirit, right? But we also tell you this here, that we love you, and we try to do the things of God over here, you know. And we try to keep it first and first and first and first and first. Can I say it one more time? First. Yeah, because we want you to know that this, we're trying our best to convey God's word. We try our best to let you see God in a different way. You start your day off, or just maybe we might be a little hour different from most, you know. But if we start your day off serving the Lord, because we find out that it'll pay off after a while. We learn how to learn and lean and trust in the Lord. So we come in the most humble spot, we come in right now, Rev, just thanking him for another day.
Yes.
But truly, it was his grace and mercy, you know. You know, we know we're coming up to the day of that we call the Easter, the resurrection day, however you want to put it. Mm-hmm. But I just want to tell you, we really don't take one day out to do it out of the year. We do it all the time. I believe every time a minister speaks, a preacher put it out there, he said, I will take you to the cross. Take you to the cross. Because the cross is what this whole thing is about. The redemption of his love. You know, and then you have to believe in that work. Because he did a mighty thing that no man can pat himself on the back. It was because of Jesus. One thing said, one scripture said, we're saved by grace through Jesus. And now I almost said, I mean, because if that's the case, Rev, we was all set, we'll start boasting, will we? I did this here.
Yes, sir.
No, we ain't did
nothing. Yes, sir.
Cause without Christ, we are nothing. And I just thank God for his Holy Spirit. Thank him for his Son. Because he is our all in all. How you feeling today, bro?
That's wonderful. Thankful.
You know what? Thank God
for another day.
There you go. Thank God for you coming out too as well, man. Like you're doing, you know, time after time.
Praise
you know, even the listeners, you know, they're coming out time after time, just to go a little farther with the Lord. You know, we want to, wherever we want to, just extend that love, man. Just let the love overflow. You know, tomorrow we want to let God word. And his words of encouragement have his way. You know, you know, I was thinking about something, rather than just thinking about the salvation. That's what I want to talk about today, salvation.
Yeah, man.
I want to talk about salvation today. I want to talk about salvation. I want us to, you know, wherever God's will, where he takes us to go through, scripture, it's going to be what he wants. But first scripture I want to come from is going to be from Colossians, right? Right.
Amen.
Before we go there, it's chapter 2. And we're going to start at verse number 1. Watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace.
Yeah.
We come thanking you, Lord, for another day, Lord. For another day you made out a reality, Lord, that we lay in the bed almost like a dead man, Lord. but you allowed us to see another day, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. We come so humble before your throne of grace, Lord. We ask you to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown, Lord. Lord, we ask you to bless every listener by the sound of my voice, Lord. That as we come together, Lord, even still praying on what we prayed on yesterday, Lord, that you help the society, the world, to see you in a better way, Lord. Lord, we just want you to always let the light shine to your people, Lord, in this dying world, Lord. Let them see that there's some hope through your Son, Jesus Christ, because he is the key to salvation. We thank him for it.
Yes.
Dear Lord. So we want to just come today, Lord, ask you, Father God, hide us behind the cross, Lord. If we try to convey your word, whether through teaching and preaching of your word, Lord, let's express your humble peace there that people know that you're the only way, to get to heaven is through your Son, Lord. So let it be through the word that we teach today to help someone understand a little better, Lord. Lord, we just think it is salvation is on the inside, it's not on the outside, Lord. You can dress up like you want to, but it's not on the outside, Lord. We know it's on the inside. So, Lord, judge us, Father God, by the inside, Lord. Lord, help us so we can be your servant, Lord. Help us so that we can be the light in the dying world, Lord. We love you, Lord. Lord, we ask you, we pray for the sick and the shut in, Lord. Lord, we pray for Father God, ones that can't even move right now. One had to have assistance to breathing and walking and talking, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, to give them strength, Lord, in this day, Lord. Whatever how you want to heal it, Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, heal it, Lord. Even if somebody had to help someone, Lord, we just ask you to give strength there, Lord, to help someone. They'll get frustrated, but let them know that, Father God, maybe one of these days somebody had to help them, Lord. So, Lord, give them strength, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray.
Yes.
For all things, Lord, that we do know or we don't know, Lord. And, Lord, we love you. We pray. Thank you all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Lord. Thinking about that when I'm just reading or just praying. You know, I say Colossians, right? Chapter 2. And there are some things of it's very rich in God's word.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
And we want to see, can we find the knitting part of this love he got for us, right? Watch this here. For I would that ye knew what greater conflict I have for you and from them that are the Laodicea. And look what he said, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, this church here was in Revelation 2. But watch this here, that the heart may be comfort, being knitted together in love, and all riches of the fullness of assurance of understanding, help me, Holy Spirit, to acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the faith and of Christ. You know, that's why I say, you know, people, you know, I know we can get so smart, man. We can be so intelligent. We can articulate real well some of them. But he was encouraging them, Reverend. And when being encouraged, sometimes you hear the kind words, man, to try to get you to understand, I come in peace, Paul. I'm coming in peace. And I want to tell you, as I talk to you with love, I want to ensure you with this mystery, because a lot of people think they can pick it up and just bamboo and just come to you. Man, you have to go in prayer so God can give you this understanding of his word. Then when he give it to you, it's not for you to keep it to yourself. He wants to go tell somebody about it. That's what Paul was doing, teaching it to the church of the Colossians. Look at this here. In whom all hide all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge. And say, look at this. In this I say unto you, at least any man should beguile you with enticing words. There we go. That's why I'm saying earlier that we have to watch it, man. It's getting so close out there to God coming back, and the adversary is out there, and it's getting real crafty. Again, the young man out there, he's got this world shook up a little bit. And old Devin shook up some leaves a little bit, and he's getting a little spotlight right now. But I'm gonna tell you something: his days is getting short. It looks like he's gonna fool a lot of people with what he did about these tennis shoes and acting like he didn't went to hell and he had sex with the devil and this stuff. You wouldn't be surprised. People say, well, what are you talking? Why are you saying this today? I'm telling you, there's some lost people out there. We supposed to do one thing. Watch this here. Leave the 99 righteous who already have peace and go get that one. There are some people being enticed by some things of people out there and beguiled me that they've been fooled about what's going on out there in the world. Somebody said, well, I ain't got to worry about that. You'd be surprised how things are creeping in your life if you don't stay connected to the Lord. That's why I mean to mimic Shaltai's gun, verse 4. And this I say, listen, any man should beguile you with enticing word, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit. Joy. And behold, look what it said, your order and your steadfasting. Your faith in Christ, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Well, you got to believe this one here. You know, Paul was speaking to him, and the same way with Christ. Christ, we can't see Christ. We have some of us probably ain't never seen Christ. You know, talking about help me, Holy Spirit. But I'm gonna tell you something. He left us with this Holy Spirit, right, to dwell with us. But then once you get a closer walk with Him and you get an intimate relationship with Him, He will visit you. But He said, "Why are you there? Hold on, steadfast in your faith." That it's going to be some thing that's going to cause you to want to do something. Yeah, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Then you know you don't supposed to be doing. But stay with your faith. Try Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The humble way don't make you no coward. What it's going to make you do, when He see you, He going to see you in the Lamb of Book of Life. That's what you want to do. We're going to get to that point. But I like this here, being received. Look what it said, and as you have received therefore Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in Him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Rooted and build up in Him, established in the faith as you have been taught. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Abound there with thanksgiving. Be aware lest any man spoil you through what? Philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiment of the world, is not after Christ. There are some things out there right now, my brothers and sisters, is really trapping a lot of our people. And I'm saying our people, I said children of God. And I'm telling you, once you've been taught, help me, Holy Spirit, once you've been taught the ways of sin and death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Let me try to read something to you. Salvation, look at it. It involves redemption of the whole man. It is offered freely to all who accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, who have by His blood obtained eternal redemption for the believer. It is broad sense of salvation, including regeneration. Was it justification and sanctification and glorification? So when you've been regenerated, Reverend Henry, that is a new birth.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that is
sir.
A new birth. Why would you want somebody to take you? You're a new creature now. You know what I mean? You've been created new now.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Holy Spirit has changed your heart, brother. The conviction comes from the Holy Spirit. He will convict you when you start being in sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What's that Holy Spirit been in you?
Mm-hmm.
You hear that Spirit. You hear it when you've been regenerated,
mm-hmm.
you've been rebirthed, then you hear that Spirit.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody deceive you with philosophy and they try to trap you with the things of the world, because you've been taught.
Right.
You've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since you've been taught, everything the Scripture said, stay rooted and build up in Him. So
mm-hmm.
if you see yourself and flip and go off somewhere, or even to get in a bad situation, it's all right to say no and back up.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to call. Now,
yes,
we got so we got grown men, look at the grown men and women, let somebody tell them and put them in a situation look here, put them in a situation. They call themselves putting their religion down, remember?
Mm-hmm.
They're putting it down. They're putting it down because they got to tell them a piece of their mind. They're putting it down because they won't be nobody to let them know that anybody can't talk to me like this. Anybody can't do me like this. And now you didn't allow the adversary to creep in. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because now when I say philosophy, when they talking about the speaking, someone's trying to teach you and persuade you to do something wrong. Right? And then also they so crafty right now that they can try to use God's word and make it seem right, right? But it being wrong. You know what I'm saying? They're teaching it in the wrong manner because they're making their right wrong. The Holy Spirit I just talked to you about, and you've been regenerated, you've been rebirthed. Don't you know what God going to speak to you and tell you when you're doing something right or wrong? If you allow him to convict you, you know what I'm talking about? And some of us, we got to a point to say, well, I ain't there yet, but okay, watch this here. Quit holding on where you ain't there, because you focus on more when you're not there and what you need to try to be doing. All you got to do is just ask God for strength and have faith.
You make it sound like it is.
Once you start having faith, you have faith in when you can have your own business, then you know you really can't. But I love this part, Reverend, that we all play a part. It's an intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? I have to go before the Lord. You have to go before the Lord. We all have to stand on our own 2 feet. And watch this here. The Bible says every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess that he is Lord. So you might as well try to do it right now. You don't want to get before him because all I believe. And then try to serve him. I remember one day said, you know, we heard the question about can you ask God to forgive you on your deathbed? I'm going to tell you right now, I don't like to put God in no box, but I would want to play with my salvation like that. If what I know, what I know, I just wouldn't want to take a chance because you just don't know if that you might have an opportunity. You know what I'm talking about? You just don't know if you're going to have an opportunity. And I'm not going to tell you the absolute answer. I'm going to tell you what you should be doing. What you should be doing, don't be playing with it like that. Because you know to do right, and don't do right is a sin. Somebody said, can you repent? I believe you can repent for anything but blaspheming the Holy Ghost. I believe that. But I don't believe that I don't ask you to do is play with salvation. I really believe God will turn you over to the things you love and keep you right there. We call it a reprobated mind, amen? So watch this here. He said, for in him dwelleth all fullness of what? The Godhead, boldly.
Yeah.
And you are complete in him, which is the head of the principalities and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision, made without hand, and putting off the what? The body of sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Here we go, y'all. Because this is what it's in a transition. What it's talking about about the circumcision. So the circumcision, with a lot of folks, we've been hearing this a lot here lately, right? Look what this word. It said, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through faith. You hear me? Of the what? Who have raised him from the dead. Now, watch it. I got to tie this together so far, so I'll give you a little more information there. And you being dead in your sin, and look what he said, in your uncircumcision of your flesh. Look what he said, has he kept quickened together with him and have forgiven you from all sin and blotted out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way and nailed it to his cross. So all that sin, help me, Holy Spirit. See, because the ordinance of the church is what, Reverend? Is baptism in the Lord's Supper. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, that's why when you hear him talking about the buried with him in baptism. Spiritually, when you're symbolically doing this, when you go in the water, you submerge into the water. You're going in like he went into the when he went into the tomb. And no, he, trust me, he was dead when he went in there. And when he went in there, he rose out on that third day. This is the same way that you and I will raise out when we come emerge out of the water. So since we've been emerged out of the water, that dead stuff is not even on us no more. He done forgave us for all the things we have done. He blotted all everything we done right then. But what I think is that we need to get it somewhere where someone's teaching us and helping us to stay with him. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That's not an overnight thing. Sometimes, you know, some people get going and run real quick. But we said like this, get in there. Get in there.
That's right.
The Bible tells us that it's essential. Don't let nobody fool you. Baptism is essential. It's so much as essential. He told Nicodemus, except you be born the water and the spirit. Mm-hmm. Jesus said it. So if he tell him we have to do it, you can wrestle all you want to with it. A lot of people wrestle with it because they still want to play. You know what I mean? They want to still play. Yes, but he said, if you take on this, now this is salvation now. If you take on and you believe in this, and now you know, took the ordinance, all the ordinance, what he did, he nailed it to the cross. The baptism, he took on the Lord's Supper and nailed it to the cross. So now we use it as when we do the Lord's Supper. One scripture said over there in 1 Corinthians 11 and 26, he said, do this in remembrance of his death until he returned. Until he returned. So we're supposed to take the bread in token of his body. We're supposed to take the wine. Token of his blood, and we're supposed to do this in the remembrance of him. So when we eating and drinking this not a just a see everything that scripture tells you about if you're hungry, you eat at the house. This ain't that kind of supper.
Mm-hmm.
This is supper of you coming to remembrance of his death and his burial and his resurrection. So that's why we take it so seriously. That's why we try to tell you, you have to get baptized. Don't let nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, but you know, you can believe who you want to believe. I'm just giving you scripture. it's essential that you have to be baptized. And he's saying it right there because he did all of this. You think Jesus got in the water and got baptized and he didn't? And look at that, Reverend. You think he got baptized and we shouldn't get baptized? Even Jesus walked
away
and got baptized.
Yes.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Some people, you tell them, while it's all just a public, you just do it in front of people. And man, that thing is more sacred than that. They just cool like your spiritual life is.
Hey, Gabriel.
Yes, sir.
And he lived a perfect life. See, we have to be baptized because we have to pull off the old man.
Yes, sir.
But he didn't have no old man to pull off. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's it. Because he knew no sin.
There you go. But
and the only thing I'm seeing is Reverend in that because he was 100% man and he was 100% God. So the 100% man had to walk with the law. See, the order to get the law to abolish, to get the law to be fulfilled, he had to walk in the flesh.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And see, but made him to be sin free because he was God, and he was helping the 100% man walk because he was going to be sacrificed one day, and being sacrificed one day, he's going to be the one who's picked. All our sin, all of it, all of it, every sin you did, he nailed it to the cross. He did this before you even thought of it. I don't care if you, whatever age you right now, he thought of when he did this. one, but let me write back there again. Yeah, you were thought of, but you was, but it was another way of thought. He thought about your sin. Because he said you were born in sin and shaped with iniquity.
Right.
So we got to get reborn. Yeah. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, we got to get reborn. So that's why we come to Christ. Like, salvation is an inside thing. Oh, man. Do you believe what I'm talking about? I hate to run real here. Let me do something. Because I got to tell you about that inside thing. Okay, blot out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way and nailed it to his cross. And having spoiled principle and power, he made it. Let me see it. So, watch this here. Them openly and trumpet over them and in it. That's what I like about it. Mm-hmm. He took all that sin, Reverend. He took it, Reverend. And he did it so much that that's why we do what we do today. We try to express it real loud. Come to Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Come to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And when you come to Jesus, don't worry about your imperfection. You can't fix yourself. I keep telling you, if you ever went fishing and you caught a clean fish, you're going to be with that book, the web,
the Guinness book,
you're going to be in that now. You're going to make a lot of money.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. I ain't never seen a man or a woman catch a fish when it was already clean. So we got to get you to come in. And then if the word is taught right, if the word is preached right, you're going to find out it's not an outside thing. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, to clean the fish, you have to go on the inside. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
As long as you don't clean that fish, he gonna still have that stuff on the inside there. And you know, if you're trying to eat them, you know what I'm talking about. You have to clean them first.
Yes, sir.
Some got scales. You have to scale them. You know.
Some of us
are laying.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna rush somewhere, and then, you know, you thought it's gonna be long today. Watch it. I wanted to rush over here because I wanted to. Because he just. Listen, in Matthew's 15. I'm going to stress something about this inside. Matthew's 15. Yeah. Matthew 15, that's where we're at. Matthew's 15. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to begin in verse 1. Look how it read, Reverend. He said, then came Jesus. The scribes and the Pharisees, which was of Jerusalem, saying, why do the disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
But look what he said. But he answered and said unto them, why do you, why do you also transgress the commandments of God by your tradition? See, you can't trap Jesus. Yeah, you can't trap Jesus. Now, if you ain't been on this journey a long time, you're going to have some naysayers, right? You're going to have some people outside and trying to tell you you're right or wrong, right? But let me tell you something. One thing I can't understand, some of us that we are believers, we didn't fall away because we didn't got too complacent in some things we're doing right now. But there are some people watching you. There's some people looking at you. They trying to see what you're going to do and what you ain't going to do. Now, I'm telling you, some of us give them too much to fight with. Too much ammunition to fight with. And this is what they were saying. They had a tradition that before you eat bread and do anything, you wash your hands. And Jesus throws it right back in. And you also, that's what he said, transgress the commandments of God by your tradition. But God commands, saying, honor thy father. Watch me, y'all. And mother, he that cursed the father or mother, let him die in death. That's what he said, right? But you say, whosoever said to his father or his mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mayest be profit by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God none effect by the tradition. You hypocrite. Mm-hmm. Well did this Isaiah, he said, prophesied, mm-hmm. was saying, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor mm-hmm. me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But mm-hmm. in vain they do worship me, teaching from the doctrine the commandments of man. Help me, Holy. He said, mm-hmm. a man.
Yeah.
But so let me back up. You know, see, Jesus knows our heart. Jesus hears our thoughts. You know, the same way they were looking at it, the disciples didn't watch their end, Jesus throws it right back at them, the things they know they not doing. They call themselves following the law. They call themselves doing all the commandments, the law that Moses had left for them. And look what they're doing. And Jesus said, you like a hypocrite. You don't even honor your parents. You switch the word of God up. And you try to, what? Remember I told you earlier, Reverend? You know, they try to make mm-hmm. good what evil and make what evil
yeah.
good. They just
evil
what it
good,
is,
yeah.
took the word and made it fit them. You know what I'm saying? The word mm-hmm. didn't say that. They said, honor your father. And if you don't do this, you deserve death. Then you, but you come here and change it, and you said, whosoever say his father or his mother is a gift, and whatsoever thou mayest be profit by me, and honor not his father and his mother shall be free. And hey, but the earlier what they said, mm-hmm. if you don't do it, you die. So he called mm-hmm. them a hypocrite. He said, you're a hypocrite. You say a lot mm-hmm. of things. Have you been around a lot of folks run their mouth, talk like,
mm-hmm.
you know, somebody, how much they love Jesus, but how much they love this and that, and they won't give him the right worship. See, some people think
right.
worship reverence is when you're in a worship service, just worship and hold your hand, mm-hmm. praising God. But this worship he talking about is what? Your lifestyle. Oh,
mm-hmm.
help you, Holy Spirit. Your conversation.
Yeah.
You know, you watch this mm-hmm. brother down. You watching brother Will. You watching brother Harry. You watching the sister mom. You watching them. But then when it comes to your sin, you trying to hide it. But God exposed
mm-hmm.
it just then. That's how Jesus did. He said, but in vain do you worship me and teach
right.
the doctrine that demanded a man. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he
mm-hmm.
let them know this here. Now watch this here. And he called the multitudes and said unto them, now watch out, watch this now. Hear and understand. Hear and
mm.
understand. Not that which go into the mouth defiles a man, but that which come out of the mouth defiles the man. Hear me, Holy Spirit. So what I'm trying
mm-hmm.
to get you everybody to understand, salvation is an inside. Not an out thing. This is what he's finna show you right now. They got
mm-hmm.
an outside worship, and he wants you to do it from the inside. You know what I'm talking about? You got some good people looking good on the outside, but on the inside they tore up from the floor up. Amen. Watch
mm-hmm.
this, watch it, because he said what goes in the mouth. Watch this in.
Mm-hmm.
He said into the mouth defiles a man, but what come out of the mouth. He said, this defiles a man. He said, what goes in don't defile, but what comes out the mouth defiles. Then, now watch this here, came his disciples. They said to him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended? Oh, y'all ain't got that, y'all. I'm going to slow down a bit. You hear what he said? He said,
mm-hmm.
the disciples came. And then came his disciple and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees offended after they heard this saying? Look what Jesus said.
Mm-hmm.
But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Let them alone. They look what he said. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into a ditch. That's what he was
mm-hmm.
saying. See, they were concerned about it. Don't you know what you just said? The Pharisees, these are the teachers. And here you are sending them, they're some hypocrites. And now you're saying what goes in the mouth, it doesn't defile. It's what comes out, right? And I'm going to tell you something, Reverend. Can you imagine him? They have never heard nobody this bold before. They have never heard nobody teach and talk to the Pharisees and scribes this bowl before. And he told them, don't worry about that, because every plant God got for me, watch this here. Sometimes you got to lose some people in your circle. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to get some people out your circle. Hey, if they're trying to go your way, if they're not trying to walk mm-hmm. the walk with you, somebody you got to clip some things. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me back up. Look what the Holy Spirit just gave me. If you marry, the Bible said when you marry, right, you're supposed to cleave to your wife. That means you're supposed to leave
mm-hmm.
your father and your mother and cleave to your wife, and vice versa to the wife,
mm-hmm.
cleave to her. So when you marry the wife and the husband, the wife, supposed to accept this marriage in under God's union, right? Now watch this here.
Mm-hmm.
When you have people in your business, you get people in your business. Girl, I'll take all that. I'm the one you married him for. You know what I'm talking about? You have to watch who in your ear. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You have to watch who you allow to get in your ear. You know what I'm talking about? Because 9 or 10, mm-hmm. some of the people in your ear are not married. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
On the way to getting divorced. You know what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about? You have to have some sound counseling in these marriages.
Right.
I don't know. I had to back up. He told me to back up and hit that just a little bit. Now your mother, we read the other day that you don't put nothing before God, right? But then right
mm-hmm.
here he's telling you have to honor them. You have to honor them. I had to go back there. He told me to back up. You have to honor them. You have to respect them. Give reverence to that, you know what I'm talking about? But then also at the same time, he's trying to tell them they didn't do this here. And if you go by the law right, you're supposed to die. Now he's telling
mm-hmm.
them about this eating thing. What you put in the mouth, that ain't what divides, it's what comes out that mouth. And it helped me, Holy Spirit. And then they're going to get mad mm-hmm. because he said it. The disciples said, don't you know what you're doing? And Jesus said, man, with every plant, which my father have not planted, should be rooted out. So there's so many words, brothers, that if you really walking with God, right, if you really walk with God, God going to move some things out your life. He going to move some people out your life. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might as well tell you that. He going to move some people out your life. Now, I'm not saying eventually it might be a time that you get to fellowship with them. Eventually you might get a time to talk to them. But if he's working on you it's just like two people drinking, right, and one sober up, how that relationship's going to happen? You know, that's going to be a pretty tough relationship because one going to say, man, you used to do it. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
talking about? The other one said, man, but I've been changed, man. You know what I'm talking about? I don't desire to do this anymore. You know what I'm talking about? And then,
right.
Man, I don't hang around you no more. Then eventually, if it's of God, y'all get back together. You know what I'm talking about? You'll be able to minister to him. And then one thing about it, folks, you probably don't want the Bible people ever read. When you change, Reverend, when you change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got to make it plain.
Right.
When you change,
mm-hmm.
Now watch this here. He said, but I'm going to back up again. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Let them alone. That's what he said. And he said, and they be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead
right.
the blind, folk shall fall into the pit. Now, some things don't need to be explained, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
If you follow
yeah.
somebody and they doing some wrong teaching, and trust me, that person gonna be held accountable for that teaching.
Yeah.
He or she gonna be held accountable how they lead God's people. The Bible tells
mm-hmm.
on the Bible say this here, my sheep know my voice. Watch this now. A stranger they will hear not.
Yeah.
He said, because I called them by their name. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I'm saying this here, you hearing my voice. But prayerfully, did you hear God's voice? You hear God's voice in the Word. You hear God's voice in the teaching. That's what he's saying. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you see God, you will not be here anymore. He'll allow us, a servant, a youth instrument, to use us to be able to teach and preach his Word. to help you see him through this natural body that you're in. But we're trying to speak to the spiritual man, the one that's circumcised by him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Look here. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus, you know, Peter's a bold one when he said this. And Jesus said, are you also yet without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatsoever enter in at the mouth go into the belly, and it casts out through the drop, and that stool? But those things which proceeded out of the mouth come from the heart.
Right.
Hear me again. Come from the heart. And they defile the man. And for without the heart proceeded evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemy. And little said, these are the things that defiles a man. But to eat with unwashed hands But to eat with unwashed hands defiles not a man. And that's what he was trying to tell them. But he slowed it down and gave them to them a little more information with it. Let them know this is what really defiles. It ain't because you don't wash your hands. Because that's prayer, they were trying to wash their hands in a different way. But he's saying that you can eat without washing your hands. At that time, it was a tradition. If you didn't do it, you broke a law. But he said that's a tradition. He said they didn't broke law about their parents. Then he come over here and said they were worshiping but they not what really serving me. Then he come over here and telling them when he told them about they say Lord, Lord with their lips, their heart so far from him. Then he come up and told them again that don't even bring that information to me. God will separate them. Leave them alone. Let the blind leaders lead the blind. Because all they're doing is putting themselves in the ditch. Then they got in a point that Peter wanted to know. We still don't understand. We don't understand. He said, then you've been with me and you still don't understand? So he brought it down a little bit more so they can understand. It's like taking some food, right? Eating that food, digesting that food, going in the stomach, and then you stew it out. Yes, David. He said, but what he's talking about, this heart.
Right.
But the things which proceeded out the mouth come from the heart. The heart. You ever hear somebody, they be talking and say, man, that came from the heart. came from the heart. You can tell they came from the heart. And then he said that defiled the man. That's what defiled the man. But out of the heart proceeded evil thoughts. Somebody said, what are you saying, man? What you trying to tell me? You can tell when a man is really coming somewhere, is a spirit that came over him, if it's of God or not, because of how he talks and how he expresses. And sometimes we can get so emotional about some things we're expressing, and that's coming from the heart. If I can say it again, Reverend, that's coming from the heart.
Yes, sir.
So when it comes from the heart, he tells us what proceeded out of the heart. He said evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, and blaspheming. These are the things which defiles a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defiles not a man. And that's what we are today. Remember again, I said salvation is a what? Inside thing. I don't care how you dress up, how you sound on the outside. If it's coming from the heart, you can tell. You can tell when someone really comes from the heart of the Lord, because you can feel the expression. The Bible said in John over there 1:4, and it tells us that we should try the Spirit by the Spirit, where it be unto God. And he said the reason why we do that, he said, because if a man teaching Jesus Christ, Jesus of God. If a man teach not of Jesus Christ, he is an antichrist. This is the spirit of the antichrist. That's why he says about the warning about the blind leaders. You know, talking about they will lead you to a pit. So what we say that when you watch how many tables and all the tables you eat off of. You know, if a person is not teaching and preaching God's word and Jesus Christ, you want to buy the bag off of that revenue. You want to kind of research that a little bit with the Lord, because what he or she is doing is giving you a deceitful sermon. And I'm learning right here, Reverend, because we've been doing it for a little while, that the best sermon I ever seen, Reverend, is the one who walked it. Help me.
Yes, sir.
The best sermon I ever seen is the person who walked it. Somebody said, what you talking about? Which one you rather have? You know, if you're going to school and you're trying to learn the Bible, you know what I'm talking about? That's a great thing. You know what I'm talking about? Never say don't get no education. I will always be first on that. But the education will have to go a little farther, Reverend, to know God.
Mm-hmm.
To really to know God. You know what I'm talking about? You know what you always can take? Your belief. And he'll give you that Holy Spirit. He'll allow that Holy Spirit to come in you. How do you know when the Holy Spirit is there, Reverend? One scripture says, "If you believe."
Mm-hmm.
Can we do that? If you believe, Reverend, let's do something right quick. Let's go to Acts 1:8 right quick.
Yes, sir.
So you understand what I'm talking about? Let's go to Acts, so we can understand this. Y'all let me know when you're there. Acts 1:8. Y'all there yet? You there?
Mm-hmm.
You got 1:8. Now look what the 1:8 says. Since I'm just reading a little bit, let's do this here. Let's go back to 4 then. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, look what it said, but which said he, you have heard of me. Look what it said. Here we go again, y'all. But John truly baptized with water. I'm in the book, y'all. But ye shall... be baptized with the Holy Ghost not a many days hence. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, where would thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, Reverend, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father put in his own power. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, you know this is red, right?
But Jesus.
Yes. But when you receive the power, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall what? Be a witness unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaritan and the utmost part of the earth. So once you get the Holy Spirit, and this is for every believer, trust me, every believer to be in this line, that every believer, a saved soul, should save a soul. You don't have to have a title to do this here. I really believe that every one of you here should be able to witness to somebody, should be able to go out and do this. But I learned that the Holy Spirit is going to help you. Because I got to make sure you understand what I'm talking about. He said, right there, he said, but you should receive power after that. The Holy Ghost has come upon you. You hear me? You're going to receive that. So once you receive that, then you got to act on it, Reverend. You got to act on it. You got to go spread the word like Brother Randy, with that scripture you sent out this morning. You got to send it out. You know what I'm talking about? And then what I love about it, when we send it out, Reverend, you have to act on what you sent. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
You have to. Yeah. You have to. Watch this here. I might be dead wrong. But you have to show evidence that you are what you say you are. But folks today, they're not going to just follow anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why I would say that? Because God has taught us to stay close to him. Now, the reason why I said this about the Holy Spirit, that didn't work. Let's go to John. I'm almost home, y'all. He keeps saying it. He's almost home. Look what it said to John, Reverend, 14. You there yet?
Mm-hmm.
You there yet? Did you see that yet?
Mm-hmm.
And I love the part when he said, but 14, right? He said 14 and 20 said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father was sending in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. And whatsoever I have said unto you, I'm going to pause there because you need to know, once you transition, once you accept the Lord as your Savior, once you start walking with him, there's a change going to happen, right? So once this change starts happening, once he starts getting into you, you're going to want to start doing some things, some heavenly things. You know, some of it's a slow process for most, but I'm going to tell you right now, you might want to get into heaven. It's too much going on out there. What's next?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's next, Reverend? We don't know what's next. Mm-hmm. Today can be our last day. Today could be our last day. You know what I'm talking about? So we have to know that we have to live like he's coming. Remember I told you? We have to remember him in our heart. So we put him in our heart.
Yeah.
Everything else will start coming out. The truth stuff will start coming out. You don't want to do the things you used to do no more. Like Reverend said, when you've been baptized, the old man stays in the water. You killed that old man because you did it. You took it down with you. But when you raise up in a new man. You know, you raise up in a new body now. And then, you know, like I said, it's going to be the board. But soon after you do that, the power of the Holy Spirit is going to come on you. You know, you're going to tell when the Holy Spirit is there. You know why? Because you're going to want to tell somebody about your conversion. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to want to tell somebody about your regeneration. You're going to want to tell somebody about your new birth. You're going to want to tell somebody. You say, man, I just don't want to do this. No, I feel different about my walk now. I want to tell you about it too, my sister and my brother. Because you don't want to be like that lesson Rev told the other day. Then when you get to hell, let me go tell my brothers and sisters. Now you won't tell them now. you know, they need to see the fruit of your labors now. You know what I'm talking about? Are you fruitful? Are you really a fruit bearing? Are you just what? Are you withered away? Help me, Holy Spirit. When was the last time you told somebody Jesus loved them and expressed the love to them with an act? When was the last time you did this? Jesus loved us. When was the last time you tried to de-escalate something when it got out of hand? I said, brothers and sisters, we just shouldn't have to be knowing we're doing. Remember, this is the act of the devil. He wants to fight. He wants to tear each other down. Let's stop this. Let's start leaning more on the cross. Help me, Holy Spirit, that strengthened us. So I thank you, brothers and sisters, who came out to listen, who could stay and listen to the word of God. I believe salvation is on the inside. I'll go home with that one. I believe salvation is something you have to make on your own. You have to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. No one can stand at that cross with you but yourself. Once we done offered it to you, once we done told you the salvation is at hand, you have to choose him. And when I say choose him, there I know it's a process, trust me. But how long are you going to hold on to your, well, I ain't there yet. Oh, but it's easy to go off the handle. Don't let nobody trick you off like that. God have did too much on the cross. You hear what he did? He nailed it to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
He put it on the cross. We read it from the book while we're going Colossians. He nailed it to the cross. So you won't have to suffer no more. Just lean to him. Try him. If you're not walking like you want, walking like you should be walking. Try him. Ask him for strength. Ask him for help. And I guarantee you, I'll step out on faith. He'll come in right on time. What is right on time? Long that door ain't shut. What door you talking about, Eric? What door you talking about? I'm talking about that door of death. Long as you still got blood running around your vein and you haven't blasphemed the Holy Ghost, you have action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would never tell you to wait till you get your dying bed because you don't know the hour. I just read it. No man know. Only body know is who? It's the Father. He owns that right. Even the Son don't know. That's Jesus. don't even know. And he owns that right. And the Godhead is what? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They're all in one.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's what we over here. God's plan of salvation. We try to stress every time we come over. We got to go to the cross. We got to let you know that the cross is what got us on this line right now to love one another.
Mm-hmm.
It was Calvary. It was that blood that came streaming down from Manion Blaine for you and I, so we can have this, so we can have this access to the Father. So come to Jesus if you haven't, you don't know.
Yes, sir.
Straighten up your life. Repent. Do a 180.
Yeah.
If you've been into this fellowship, don't be so bold in your ignorance. Ask God for understanding. Ask God for His love, and He will make a way. What did I say? Jesus will make a way. How did it sound? Jesus will.
Yes, sir.
Make
Jesus.
A way.
That's
through
right.
Through every trial. How'd it go? With
yeah. Through every dark cloud, through every day, I know that Jesus, He'll make a way. Yes, sir. Jesus will make a way. Hey, Jesus will make a way through every dark cloud, through every day. I know that Jesus, He'll make a way. That's it.
Well, I know you know, Rev, because the day your birthday, you feel right to
yes,
the I know you know, the day your
God
birthday,
bless
brother. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise
well,
the Lord.
You
thank
what,
you.
He'll give you another year, man. You know.
Another
year.
Another chance.
Yeah, and watch this here.
Yeah.
You know, watch this here. If it's His will, He'll give you another one. You know what I'm talking about? If it's His will.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
Greg,
sir.
We want to thank God for your awesome love that you have for Him. You know what I'm talking about?
Praise the Lord.
Spread,
God bless you.
Even in singing and preaching and teaching, you know, you express it
mm-hmm.
in your walk. And he said, he allowed you just to tarry just a little longer on this side, you know.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm telling you,
because yeah.
you've been fruitful. You're not withering away. You let
Praise
them
the
use you. And let them keep using you, brother. You let them keep and be encouraged that what God has for you, it is for you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And happy
Praise
birthday, brother. Happy birthday.
Thank you, bro.
Happy birthday. He's a make a way, huh?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
He made
mm-hmm.
a way for you. He gave you another birthday.
Yes, sir. Many times. Many times. Yes, sir.
God bless you, man.
It's a blessing, man.
You know, our sister sent us something. I'm looking at it. Let me get my eyes
okay.
on it. I am calling you to life, to consistent communion with me. All help me, Holy Spirit. That's it. Look at see
mm-hmm.
we don't put the best thing. I don't call sister a Martha sister. I don't call her. This is a Martha. This is I am calling you to a life of a constant communion with me. I like
mm-hmm.
that. That's what salvation is. He calling
mm-hmm.
us. I like this little part, that continue in prayer and always acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep the step with the Spirit. I like that. Them all scriptures,
mm-hmm.
Thessalonians 5:17, Proverbs 3:16, and the Galatians 5:25. I like that last one. It says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you're having problems with that, Sister Mark, if you're having problem with that, Brother Eric, if you're having problem with that, happy birthday, If you have a problem with it, all whoever listen to me, all you have to do is continue in prayer. And God will help in that spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
He will touch you from somewhere that you would never know. His hand is open right now. Pursue righteousness. Pursue righteousness. Pursue it. All you got to do is ask God for the strength. Somebody say, man, you make it simple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, sure, my name is Eric. God wants all of us to come in and stay. You know, stay with him. You know, and then you got here, pain with a purpose. Pain with a purpose. You hear me? Suffer can be like a magnet that draws a Christian close to Christ. I know you're right about it. If you look at suffer, Reverend, and think the suffer bigger than God, now you're not magnetized to him. You demagnetize, if I can put it that way. You demagnetize. I got to get another here. He said I be throwing words out. It ain't even the dictionary. But demagnetize, you know what I'm talking about. But I love about that residual. I love about that residual. If you see, residual means you left something there. It's something a little bit backwards there, you know what I'm talking about. So if you do fall, if the pain gets so bad, you drift away a little bit, and you got some of that residual, some of that little, some of that little faith come up, and then God can just speak to you. Someone can pass by. Maybe God can use somebody you least suspected. He said, be aware of when you're meeting a stranger, because you might be in pain. So when you hear things, have attentive ears to the Holy Ghost. So you, when you're suffering, because some suffering calls us to walk away, Reverend. Some suffering calls us to not look at Christ, Sister Martha. Some suffering calls us to say, man, this Christian stuff ain't working for me. But let me tell you something. That's when the adversary know he has you then. But let me tell you something. If you just step on faith and say, Lord, I know I'm going through. But how can I reap the good and don't reap the bad? So if the bad comes, I'm going to let you know. That tells me you're really walking close for him. It's going to come a time that you're going to have some storm. It's going to come a time you're going to have some, like they got all over the Alabama, like they got all over the deep south. They're heading to Texas, you know what I'm talking about. It's everywhere now. The storm is going all over, you know what I'm talking about. Diving storm. But that ain't the end, though, my sisters and brothers. It's just a sign. The Bible said, until it reached north, south, east, and west, that means all nations, that's when his return comes. No man going to know. But your suffering calls you to sometimes want to lean on to your own understanding because you didn't have some kind of pity for it. But let me tell you one thing. Get on up and try. Try Jesus. I like that one. Said, suffering can be like a magnet that draws the Christian closer to Christ. That's what we are.
Yeah.
Pain with a purpose. You ever been there, Reverend? Pain with a purpose. And this other one. Free tomatoes. That's what I'm looking at. Look at this. The state of our more important than the size of our gift. Help me, Holy Spirit. The Israelite engaged donation of gold and jewelry and colored threads and fine linen, wearing silver, bronze, and gemstones and spices. Some also gave their time and talent. That's what they did in Exodus 25 and 21 and 26. 25 and 26. That's what they did. But what we need to do, this is what we need to do, Reverend. The time we're doing right here, some of us come out Monday through Friday, some of us do Monday through Sunday. God going to look at this. I really believe he's looking at it. He's going to count it to your righteousness because your faith. Somebody got to be it. See, I need to get on to listen. Someone is really staying in tune to the whole list. Got in and said, I'm glad I came out, Reverend. I'm glad that I came. And I'm telling you something. There is a heart that God wants to mend today. Let him do it. There's some love that he has to you and I. that we can't express it sometimes. I don't care how small and articulate we can be, that we can't express the love God has for us. We can just give you a little bit of our little mind. You know, his love is so big.
Yes, sir.
And his understanding is so far from us. We just try to give you what we got. We not, I'm going to just speak for myself and Rev. I know Rev, let me allow me to say this. We not no scholars, you know.
Right.
But we love expressing God's love. We love preaching and teaching God's word. And we learn that little scripture. As we do this, we both save ourselves and the ones who hear it.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that. So as we teach,
yes,
we're teaching ourselves. As we convict him, we got band-aids too. You know,
mm-hmm.
we got some dolls, you know, we patching the wounds up too. You know, but we had to tell it. We have to tell it. We thank you, Aunt Martha. Thank you, Sister Martha. And birthday boy, you guys, birthday, what you got? You got anything? Anybody can hit the one button right now if they want to as well. Prayer, anything. You
know,
hit it. You want to give thanks?
Praise
you know,
the Lord.
You know, one of these lessons we're going to read pretty soon, there was 10 left that got healed, but only one
mm-hmm.
came back.
Only one. Yeah.
Old. Repeat that, right?
Yeah. I want to be counted as one that went back and said thank you.
Thank you.
Because to be thankful is a blessing within itself.
Mm.
You know, some can be thankful when it's gifts given unto them.
Uh-oh.
But I can be thankful because of the gifts that he already gave. You know, I can be thankful for how he allowed just another chance to get it right, just another reminder, just another warning that his coming is yet near. You know, so I just want to thank him for he is still listening and speaking with us. What a blessing. What a blessing. Some churches are only existing in tradition only and just going through the ritual. But it's such a beauty when you have the Holy Spirit is being made manifested, when you have the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and when God is changing lives, when you can see it before you, when people are growing. That's the Holy Spirit being made manifest, and that is God's blessing, that is God's anointing. When somebody can leave and say, did not our hearts burn within as you spoke me, by the way, when somebody can be better today than they were yesterday, that's growth, you know. We're not just going through, you know, but we're growing. But we're trying to cleave unto him. And then we stand open that he may pour in even more spirit. So I just want to, so that's why I say it's a blessing to be thankful. Because when you're grateful for what he has already done. You know, some people, well, Lord, if you just do such and such, but things I have already before the foundation of the world, you know. When he stood up and said, I'll go. But if you create man, I'll go. So, you know, for what he's all, just be thankful. And when you're thankful, what he already have done, then you can better. You can start to know him. Some people just know of him, but it's a difference when you know him.
So I
just thank him for, I'm just thanking for allowing me to have the sense to be thankful, you know, just to realize, just to know him, just to know the Father, to know his way, to know what he wants, and then walk in there, what he wants, that he may be pleased, that he may show you yet favor, mercy, that's his favor, grace. That's his favor. Deliverance, that's his favor. A closer walk with me, that's his favor. To have him pick you up when you're struggling, or allow someone to chastise you when you're wrong, that's his favor. Because he loves you enough to correct you that you may get back on the right path. That's his favor. And so I just thank him. Thank him for yet another lesson, he's pleading. He's pleading that we get it right, that we don't just come to know him saying, Lord, I believe. Okay, so since you say you believe, do something with that. Be more fruitful. So I just want to thank God for he's still listening, and he's still talking to us. He's still answering prayer. So whoever want to push that one, but he's still answering in prayer. God is still doing great things. So he has already done a great thing, but he's still doing more great things. Even in this hour, he's giving you another chance. He's allowing your heart to beat another chance, that with your mouth you may confess something unto him, and you may believe that within your heart that you shall be saved from the very effects of evil. That, see, because we don't know tomorrow. We don't know what's around the corner, but God does. We don't know when we're about to bump our head, but God does. Let him cling to him and let him show you the way. Let him clear the path for you so you may walk in his beautiful grace and mercy in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the message. Thank you for the messenger. Thank you for the encouragement to our sister. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for those that gathered to listen. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for, Father God, for still tarrying with us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for even showing us things that we yet need to get right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your endurance. Thank you for just being God. Thank you. Thank you for even for confession. Thank you for giving someone a bold enough spirit to say, I need to change. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Some may not come out and say it public, but you're putting it on their heart. So we said, thank you for that. Father God, thank you for the endurance of your speakers, your vessels, those that trying to be after your own heart so they may help give your heart to others in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I love you guys. Love you guys. Love you. All the listeners, I love you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Morning, brothers.
Good morning.
How you doing? Good morning.
All right. You know, it's a cliche, but it's the truth. If God don't do nothing else for me, I'm thankful for all that he's done.
God bless you.
Brothers, continue to pray for me. I'm going to continue to pray for y'all. And I'm just giving testimony that God is good if you believe it.
Amen.
Have
it. Yes, so,
I love you, brothers. And you know me. I'm
you
out.
Too. Love you too, brother. I don't think that's no cliche, though. I believe you own something.
All right, man.
I believe you own something. Yes, thank God, man. Thank you, brethren, again, man. Again and again. Another birthday, man, and the birth. And
thank you, Lord.
It was God. God made it out of reality, man, that he allowed you to be here the time he has, you know. And, we pray for you today, you know, whatever God has in store for you this day, you know.
Praise the Lord.
We always ask if anybody else, if they need prayer, they're going to hit the one button. You know, it's a good time before we get them out of here, you know. You know, please don't want to thank God for, again, Rev. Okay, Sister Martha, thank you for all what y'all doing, you know, and we coming out. We call this kingdom building, you know.
Yeah.
Spreading the kingdom. It's a great commission going on. Yeah. Come be a part of it. Yeah, come be a part of God's plan. In the name of Jesus. It ain't got no name on it, but God's plan. You know.
That's it.
You can come as spirit. You know, we just ask you come and eat. you know.
Yeah.
So
hey, Red.
The master faith. Yes, sir.
You know, when we was in school, you know, we would get awarded for perfect attendance. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit. The one I did perfect attendance with God, you know, on his plane. Perfect attendance.
That's
oh, thank you, Jesus. Perfect attendance. Oh, it's a blessing to be in attendance.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come to where he can talk to you. Thank you, Jesus. Come to where he can guide you. Come to where he can help you. Be in perfect attendance. Spirit, the scripture tells us that he will keep you in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on me. Thank you, Jesus. I just wanted to give you that he just put on my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's all right, Jeff. What did you say? That's all right.
Perfect attendance. Oh, man. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. You're called into a life of constant communion. Perfect attendance.
Yes, God bless.
Thank you, Jesus.
Watch this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come back to you, Father God, for your sweet and amazing grace. We thank you, Father God, for the time you come with us and suffer with us and teach us, Lord, and guide us to the word, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for all the listeners, the ones who participate, even just coming out, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for Reverend, Lord, and the day you gave him another day on this side,
Lord.
We just ask you, Lord, the day that be a blessed day for him and his loved ones, Lord. So the day that you have made, you made it out of reality, Lord. You went down last night and woke up, you made it out of reality, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for her name, Martha, for the things she expressed with her love, all the scripture that she had, even when she was going through her trying time. Now, she was that magnet staying close to you, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to keep your household. And we pray for every listener, even ones that even left, Lord. We pray for the spiritual walk, Lord. We pray, Father God, for the walking in the world, physically, Lord, but they always attended to the spiritual man, Lord. Lord, bless them spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially, Lord. Cover them, Lord. Keep them from any kind of sickness and harm and danger, Lord. Lord, we love you, Father God, because we can do nothing without you, with everything with you,
That's
Lord.
Right.
So we ask all beautiful blessing, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your love, Lord. So we
Thank
ask that we leave, never leaving you, though, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you for all that you already have done and about to do in this day. So we ask all this in Jesus' name if we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but He's been good to
me. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord. Whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. You're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Woo! Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say.
Let me hear you say